Hi, I'm Michelle Amaralt. My maiden name is Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, like Moses' brother. And I grew up in a Jewish home. We were kind of Reformed Jews, very modern. You can pretty much believe what you want. And I prayed please and thank you prayers like a lot of children do, hoping that God was out there hearing me somewhere. And when I got awakened to the reality that he really did hear me, and that Jesus died for the sins of the whole world, that the Messiah was the Messiah for the whole world, I was so excited, and I told everyone God was real and he really cared. And then I got taught about if you don't believe, you're going to go to this place of eternal torment. And so I got worried for my family. And I took them and talked to them the best I could. And they thought I was crazy because Jews are not taught about going to some place of eternal torment. We had never had that even from our Orthodox relatives. And the Orthodox relatives were stricter and kept the Bible more literally. And so my parents really were kind of upset, and they took me to a cult expert. And she explained that I believe that they're going to be eternally tortured. My dad kind of laughed, like, how stupid is that? And I thought, oh no, he's not hearing. And I was kind of worried about him, and I prayed a lot. And then somewhere down the road in my walk with God, I heard that he was the Savior of the whole world, that the Messiah died for all men, and that he came through the line of the chosen people. But the old covenant was over and there was a new covenant. And in the new covenant, Jesus died for the sins of the entire world. And so I tried to decide if that could be true, because no one taught me that in church. No one. And I went to God. That's what he taught me to do from the beginning. Always ask him the things I don't understand. And I said, you couldn't be that big. And then I heard myself. And I realized, sure you can. Sure you are. If you plan something, it's going to come to pass. And you said you were the Savior of the world, Messiah. And you are. And so I started seeing the scriptures. There's hundreds of them in there that show that every knee is going to bow, every tongue is going to confess that he's Lord to the glory of God. And I asked other Christians about that, and be amazed some of the stories they told me, like he would hold them on their knees and pull their heads back and they'd bow before him that way, and then he'd throw them in the lake of fire or eternal fire. They were confused about the two, and I was too. But as I studied the scriptures more and more, I realized that Jesus really did come for the entire world. And the Jews were chosen to bring his line forth, but they didn't really understand that God wasn't just interested in them, but they were chosen to represent the love of God to the whole world. My brother married all Jewish people. You know, his relatives, his wife, everything, the whole family took all the Jewish traditions that people still do today, and he did it the way it was acceptable to my family. And his in-laws of his wife, his wife's parents, okay, were in the Holocaust. And when I became a believer in Messiah, they really got upset, because over the oven doors, they told me, it said that they were Christ killers. So I want you to understand that every Jew going into the ovens, which there were millions of, was not a believer, because they saw over the oven doors that they were Christ killers. So if anything, they would have hated Christ. And this mother-in-law of my brother's wife, she doesn't want to even hear the name of Christ. It's very hard for Jews to understand the one God and then this other God, which is another story we'll answer later. But right now, I want you to understand that there were no Jewish believers. So we say what Hitler did, how could he get in heaven? How could he find love somewhere after the grave? Why would he get out of this eternal torture place? Certainly he deserves it. Well, if he goes there, if there's no hope after death, then every one of these Jews who was already tortured and tormented is going to have to go there, according to the scriptures that these people are quoting, because death stops God, apparently. But that's not the case, because our Father is not going to raise them from being tortured any more than he's going to raise the Rwandans from their torture or anyone else that's been killed just because of their race, and torture them some more because they didn't know the Messiah. The Messiah wasn't revealed to them by the Spirit, and no man can come to God but by the Spirit. And it's up to God to draw them And he says he will draw all men to himself if Messiah was lifted on the cross, which he was. It was actually possibly a tree that he was killed on, but those little interpretation differences don't matter. The idea is he was lifted up and he was killed just the way he said he would a few lines later. And he said he would draw all, and he will draw all, because Father will not, God is love, he will not torture the people that have already been tortured and never got the revelation of the Messiah. It would make him worse than Hitler to wake them up and keep torturing them. How stupid is that? And yet, that's what our supposed good news is? I don't think so. I think the good news is the Messiah really did die for the sins of the world, and that death doesn't stop him. Thank God for who he is. Not who we say he is, but who he really is. And the scriptures do line up with it. If you study, you'll see.